there's rumors going around that you are going to be done at the farmer's market this year. Is that true?
Well, if the good Lord's willing and gives me enough strength, I'll probably do some more. I wouldn't mind to quit. I've done it for a lot of years, and I wouldn't mind to quit. So,
how long have you been at the Cortez Farmers Market?
Oh, 40-some years, 40, 45, something like that.
You guys came to Cortez in 1934.
1934, yes.
What brought you here in the first place?
Well, my aunt and uncle, dad's sister had they had a friend that lived here, and he'd visited them in Canada, and he told them what a wonderful place this was, and dad's whole family had moved to Canada, and so dad's whole family moved down here.
And how old were you guys at that point?
I was four.
She was four, not six.
Okay, so it's been a little while since you guys got here.
A few days.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What are the big changes that have happened? Where do you even start? I know, but like
I can't even start.
You're shaking your head. Yeah.
No roads. No no electricity. No water.
No telephone.
They did have a telephone for some miles out, but a lot of people didn't have a telephone, and you had to people dug a well, or they hauled their water from Lewis down there at the irrigation field.
A lot of them hauled it from Old Ackman. There was a well, Old Ackman. They could go there and get barrels of water.
Yep. Sounds like water was a pretty important thing.
Water was the treasure. Yeah, you had to have water.
What was the hardest thing about living here in that time?
We didn't know it was hard.
No.
So yeah, that was just daily life then. Is that what you're saying?
That was it. We didn't know it was hard.
It wasn't any different than in Canada. We lived on what we had. We had our own cows. We had our own chickens. We had milk and eggs, and growed a garden, and mother canned it, and they took the eggs to Ackman and sold them, or took them to Cortez, and the cream. And that's what they bought the rest of their sugar and stuff. They'd take the wheat to Monticello then, and they had a mill, and take a load of wheat and come back with 50 sacks of flour, and we stored it in our house.
Tell me more about the changes that you started seeing when, as you grew up.
Changes, well, first thing, they did make roads. Most of the time they pushed the roads in the wintertime, sometimes they couldn't. We had a telephone later. We had a radio that run on the battery that we could run like an hour a day. Daddy always watched the news.
What was it like when those changes started happening? For example, when the roads came?
Well, it was just easier. I mean, it was just a thing that happened. It wasn't really a big thing. The road wasn't really a good road to start with, so it was a cleared out place down through the brush, so it wasn't a big thing that a road went in, but it was nice. It progressed over the years.
We didn't have a gravel road till 48, 49 that we had a gravel road out in here. So no, the people just done. If you didn't know any difference, you didn't, you know, it wasn't like you came from some place that had everything. They didn't. The people that lived here, you know, they weren't used to any. They weren't used to those things, so they didn't expect anything.
If you wanted to go to town, you waited till it froze up at night, and you come back after it froze up the next day.
So much technology since then has changed. Since we're talking about that, like what are some of the biggest technological changes that have impacted your life here?
Probably airplanes, television. That would be the two major things that happened. Cars, really. We had a car, but it was not like today's car.
No. We came from Canada in a 24 Ford truck, and it took us 9 days to come down here. And so, you know, I mean, look at the difference after a few years, what people could do. if you didn't know the difference, you didn't. It isn't like you could look over here and see all this. We didn't go anyplace. We didn't go. I don't know how old it was before I went to Durango. That far away.
Now, aside from technology and having new technological things come in, what are other big changes that have happened here since 1934? What sticks out?
The crops, the tractor and all came along where they could plow up the and push the trees and the sage. They've cleared a lot of land. That was certainly a big thing. More people came in to farm. More people came in to live here. I think that'd be about the biggest change that there was, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably so.
What was it like going to school here when you guys were young?
We walked 3 miles and it was all uphill both ways.
So I'm not sure how to come back from that one.
No, when we first went to school, the first year I went to school, walked 3 miles. School.
So you really did walk 3 miles.
We really did walk 3 miles for school, and they walked.
It wasn't uphill both ways.
Well, it wasn't uphill all the way, but my siblings had gone 3 years. Well, Val had gone 2 years. We was here 2 years before I started school, so they'd went to school 2 years before I started school at Ackman, and I started school at Ackman in 1936.
And describe for listeners who may not be familiar where Ackman is.
Well, it's you come down this road, BB. And then you'd turn off and go about a mile, where the new road is, a mile, and you'd turn off and go south down there for a couple of miles. That was Ackman.
And that school, how long is that, or how long ago did that school close?
Well, it moved to Pleasant View. We moved to school. And when the highway came through in 37, why, they moved the school up there, too. They moved all the businesses moved up to the highway, and they moved the school, and they called it Pleasant View. They wouldn't let go of some of the people wouldn't let go of the town Ackman, the name, and the post office, so they put in and got a new post office and named the school Pleasant View. So it's been Pleasant View since 38, wasn't it, Velma, 39?
Right there.
38,
39. And Warren, to say they moved the school, they hooked onto the schoolhouse and moved the schoolhouse.
I was wondering about that. So it sounds like they picked it up. And
they put it on two trucks. Well, they put it on trucks. The old guy put it on a truck. They put it on trucks.
What's the hardest part of living in this area?
There's no hard part. It's just the way it is.
That's kind of what you said at the beginning.
Yeah, I know. There's no hard part. I wouldn't trade living anyplace else. I don't know any place else. This is where I've lived. I've lived in this house since 1947. I've moved the house twice, but I still live here. And that's where I intend to be till the day I die.
And I've lived lots of places.
Yeah, she's been all over the world here.
Alaska, all Pin River State, this side of the Mississippi. This is home. This is where I'd want to be.
I think some people think life can get hard in certain ways. What advice would you give them?
What do you have to say?
Get busy.
Yes.
You won't have time to worry about it.
That's why we go to the market. That's why we go to the market. So we don't sit around and griping about what's going on. I don't have time to. My grandson farms all my land and all. I trust him to farm it. I don't go out and look and say, oh, you're doing a poor job. I trust it to him, and that's, I don't have any worries. I just don't.
Bessie White and Velma Holland are longtime residents of the area west of Pleasant View. Thank you both so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Good to talk to you.